Blog Talk Radio.
This is Andre Rodatis, your host for Cosmic Citizen. We have a wonderful, wonderful show for you today. We're looking forward to talking to you about many, many events and projects in the Urantia community. We're in summer, of course. We just launched into summer just a couple of weeks ago, and that brings us to this wonderful time where people go on vacation and people make choices with the time that they have available to get together with friends and family. And many of us who have fallen in love with the fifth epical revelation make the decision to get together with each other. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is that there are a number of events that are happening this summer, and we want to talk to you about a few of them to give you some idea as to what kinds of things are available in different areas, not only of the United States, but even Canada and even other places in the world. I am blessed to have already on the switchboard and in the queue and talking with me, Deanna Breck from Montreal, Quebec, in Canada. Good morning, Deanna. Good morning. Okay. Good morning, Deanna.
Good morning, Andre.
Yes, okay.
What a nice introduction you did.
It helps. Thank you. Well, it helps to pull somebody out of the host queue as well. To allow them to be able to speak.
Indeed.
So, how are you today?
I'm actually excellent. Thank you for asking me. I feel blessed when you have health, when you have, you know, those riches that are so important in life. First of all, when you have God in your life, when you have the fifth epochal revelation, it's like an exceptional gift to cherish close to your heart and soul. when you have health, when you have family, when you have some kind of security, you feel like you can only be filled with gratitude and do as much good as you can around you to share it.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're so blessed, you know, in various parts of this country. And, well, right now I'm very close to where you are. I'm just 100 kilometers to the northwest, or 65 miles northwest of where you are. And we've been having a lovely summer. We've had a little bit of rain, but it's been keeping things very nice and green. And so far it hasn't gotten too hot in our area.
You're in a beautiful area, Andre, because Mont-Tremblant, which is the area where you are right now, is known around the world for being a superb area for skiing, for camping, for visiting. People from different countries visit. So it's a magnificent area, and you're lucky to happen to be living there. As you learn, vous apprenez le français, mon cher monsieur. You're learning French.
Oui, je parle un français très, très intermédiaire, but I dare not speak too much longer, lest our listeners think that we're in a French language program, but...
No, it's not.
I'm grateful to be at least at a high intermediate level of French, and to be able to communicate with people, and someday I hope to have an advanced French that people don't say, oh, so you're an Anglophone, are you?
Right. It will come. Time
will.
Is a wonderful factor in our favor. Takes time.
Yes.
So
now,
we have
I don't
great
know
events
who...
coming up this summer, huh, you were saying?
Yes, we do. We have wonderful events. And, you know, I don't know who we might have calling in already from the Denver area, but perhaps somebody's calling in just to... those events. Let me go ahead and put them on the line so that they're just on the line.
Okay.
Colorado, you're on the air at Cosmic Citizen. Good morning. This is Andre at Cosmic Citizen. You're on the air. Did you want to talk this morning? Okay, maybe just listening in, that's fine.
Yes, some listeners call.
I'll go ahead
and
just let you listen in.
We will have great people calling in to speak respectively about their events. So very soon we will start with the first caller, and we will inform the listeners about a great event that's happening. Well, we have many, like you said. And so it should be very interesting and informative to listen to Cosmic Citizen today. So whichever people decide to do, as you said, you know, during the summer, sometimes we like to take advantage of our holiday period to meet more Urantia Book readers. Or so for your listeners to know what's going on, it's going to help a lot, I think.
Well, let me go ahead and mention some of those events that are coming up. We have coming up immediately. Well, immediately, actually, we could say what's happening right now, even as we speak. North Wales in the United Kingdom, across the pond, as they say, the Atlantic Ocean from us, in the western part of the United Kingdom, the northern part of Wales. We have the Urantia Association International. Their United Kingdom chapter is meeting for a wonderful conference this weekend in that part of the world. So if you happen to be tuning in from England or Northern Ireland or Ireland or Wales, anywhere close, you have a conference of readers going on right now in North Wales. And I don't have the details for you right in front of me, but you could probably find out by going to the Urantia Association International site or the Urantia Foundation site at urantia.org. So, just
and do you know
putting
until
a shout
when,
out for
Andre?
Them.
Is it until tomorrow, Sunday?
It's at least it's probably at least through Sunday, and I know that it last night. So it's going on right now. In fact, one of the reasons we know is that we've just finished our series on the unceasing campaign of the Master Seraphim here
mm-hmm.
on Blog Talk Radio, and Neil Waldrop was helping us with that. Of course, he put together that marvelous, marvelous study, and we were able to follow him with that study, and he is actually across the pond over there at Urantia Association International. He went over there, and that's one of the reasons we tried to break things up and make it a six-week series, and we ended just on time and got through and finished everything just on time for his trip. So that was wonderful.
It was a great series that you
well,
did.
Well, we had, thank you very much. We had a lot of fun with it, and I think it was just a fun study to be doing with everybody. Now, before
so
I go any further, yes, I want to make sure there are people that are going to be saying, hey, what's happened to Cosmic Citizen? Where's Paula? Where's Crystalline? And I mentioned on the blurb that they would be on assignment. Paula is actually, even as we speak, she's en route to the second event, and that we have to talk about, and that is 13. Now, I think I see our first caller, I think I also see Nick DeFerro. So I'm going to invite people on very quickly here, without much ado. Is this Carolyn Kendall?
Yes, it is. Bonjour.
Carolyn, so
Bonjour.
Wonderful to have you. This is, hello. This is Andre on the Cosmic Citizen. Welcome to the Cosmic Citizen.
I've been listening quietly here for a couple of minutes. So.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you very
much. Good
morning,
Carolyn. Hi, Diane.
I'm also going to invite on the line Nick DeFerro, who has called in, and
just
have him on the line listening in. Good morning, Nick.
Oh, good buddy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
We're
okay?
going to. Everything's wonderful. We're going
Hi,
to
Nick.
Start because Carolyn has a very brief period of time to spend with us. Urantia activities in the community by referring back to some of the past activities of the Forumites and some of the first Urantia activities that we ever had. And, of course, Carolyn, you were there in those days, and you can actually speak authoritatively about, you know, what it was like to actually be there when the Forum and actually Dr. Sadler, Bill Sadler Jr., and many others got together for those first times together. Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about those times that everybody was getting together?
Well, I wasn't actually around at the very beginning of the Forum. My dad was, but I didn't come along.
Right. I didn't mean to say that you were right there at the Forum, but you knew a lot of those people from the early days.
110 years old or so.
Right. You were a small fry at that time, but you knew a lot of those people. You met a lot of those folks.
Yes, I did. I didn't come along until 1951, and that was about 5 years before the Forum became First Urantia Society. But that was kind of an exciting time because they were looking forward to publication in 1951 and waiting for the go-ahead to publish the book and taking care of all the the details of that type, and they were wondering what it was going to be like, and so anyway, it was great, and I actually 6 months after I joined the forum, Dr. Sadler called up and asked if I would like to be the receptionist that the previous young lady was moving on to another job, and they wanted somebody who read the book. Well, I, of course, had just started reading the book, so I couldn't pretend to be answer any questions or anything, but at least they wanted somebody who could take the orders for papers for somebody who wanted to come in and read on a weekend or an evening. So,
sure.
Anyway, I worked for him full-time for about 3 years and then part-time for about 2 more years.
Hmm.
Then we moved out of range to the suburbs. And so, anyways.
That was a fabulous time for you to get to know Dr. Sadler personally up close and the contact commission, mm-hmm. and all the activity that was going around the revelation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had heard about Dr. Sadler. We lived in Ohio for a few years. Dad had previously lived in Chicago, and then when he got married, he moved to Ohio, and that's where I was born, and my brother Larry. But then during the war, we had to move to Chicago. My dad was a railway mail clerk, and so he was anxious to get back started with the forum again. But Dr. Sadler was mentioned frequently at our Presbyterian church in the pastor's sermon. The minister had attended classes of Dr. Sadler's in Chicago, and my dad happened to whisper to me one time, he says, "I know him." And he also brought home a little booklet that Dr. had written, The Evolution of the Soul, which was based on a speech he had given in Michigan in 1941. And, of course, I, being a little kid, I looked at that little pamphlet, and I saw the elevation of the soil instead of the evolution of the soul. So I thought, that sounded pretty dull, dull to me.
But, wow.
Anyway, after we moved and after I got old enough and began inquiring, I asked my dad what the forum was all about, and he told me very little. And I said, "Well, is it something I could join?" And, of course, he was in his mind dancing a jig because he was very excited. My mother had never shown much interest at that time. She did later. So, anyway, I went in for my interview, and actually it wasn't an interview. It was a monologue. He did all the talking.
You got the job.
Yeah, well, I joined the forum then, and that was the first day I ever heard the name Urantia. My dad had never mentioned that.
I heard Sadler was that kind of take-charge guy, that he would have been a talker as well, like a general.
Well, I didn't know him then. From what I understand, he was a nice, docile old man when I met him. Instead mm-hmm. of a son of thunder, according to his son.
uh-huh.
But he was sweet, and 6 months later, when I began working there, I would occasionally be there late in the afternoon, and people would come in and be interviewed for their forum membership. So I heard that interview. Spiel, I guess you call it, about 7 times altogether, including when I joined, and then my husband, and my mother, finally, and then my brother. So, anyway.
I have a beautiful question. I have a question that I would like to ask you personally, Carolyn, because, as you well know, first of all, I would sit and listen to you for hours because you must be a wealth of information to have been there in those times. It's I feel that you were so privileged. But I have a question that I would like to ask you personally, because as many people know, many Urantia book readers know, we're going to be gathering on Jesus' birthday this summer, in actually in 6 weeks, on mm-hmm. August 21st for Jesus' birthday at the in Yosemite Park at the Grizzly Giant tree. Mm-hmm. And my question to you is that, since you were there in the time of Dr. Sadler, I've heard the story that Dr. Sadler and the Contact Commission were told something about the Grizzly Giant. And I think it would be such a gift for all the listeners if you would like to tell us a story about it, because I know we have other callers that are going to call in. Mm. So I'd love you to tell us that story if you want.
Well, he didn't mention the Grizzly Giant in his introductory presentation to anybody, but later on, I began to hear, you know, whispers among forum members that there was such a place in California where the celestial beings arrive and depart. And I was making my way through the papers, and I hadn't got that far in my reading, so I guess the first person who ever mentioned it to me was Bill Sadler's wife, Leon, who lived in the building, and wondered if I knew the importance of the Grizzly Giant tree. And she mentioned the Mariposa Grove and being the planetary spiritual headquarters. I was amazed. I thought, why on earth would a tree be the political or the spiritual headquarters of a planet? And so I asked Marion Rowley, who was my helpful study friend, and she kind of reviewed the past. It was mentioned in the Anton and Fanta's time, and an energy pole. This was somewhere in the Middle East. The life carriers used it to communicate the fact that Urantia was an inhabited planet. And then later on, the spiritual headquarters has apparently been moved around from one place to another in the last million years. In the Planetary Prince's time, it was at Dalmatia, and it mentioned someplace about it being at the center of the world's population. You know, it could have been, the headquarters could have been a tree then, or a rock, or something. It certainly wasn't a large, elaborate structure or anything like that. The Garden of Eden was the headquarters during Adam and Eve's time, and undoubtedly in Melchizedek's and Jesus' time, it would have been most likely somewhere, possibly in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't happen to spot it when you were there, did you, Diane?
Well, that would be quite a story to talk about. I just came back for a month in the land of Jesus, and I would have many stories to talk about, but very interesting. But did you ever know if Dr. Sadler or any contact commission went to the Grizzly Giant themselves?
Oh, yes. They went there several times on vacations, and they had a picture of the Grizzly Giant in the office. It was a
really?
It was a small picture, but it was there along with other scenes from national parks too. So anyway, I know one time Doctor corrected my assumption that when we died we leave from the spiritual headquarters. He suggested I read the papers where they described the seraphic transports, and he said, "When you die, you leave by different means. You leave in different parts and pieces. So your seraphim carries your soul, and the adjuster carries part of you, and they don't know where personality is, but it reappears when you are awakened."
Right.
But it was mostly Christy who gave us the most interesting stories, I think. She, when Tabba Mancha, who supervises decimal planets, when he arrived, he came by way of the Grizzly Giant in 1924. He visited the group in Chicago, And Christy said that she took shorthand during his visit. And some of his comments are recorded in the book. I think it's on page around 1190, 1185 or something, somewhere like that. And she was also saying that the Big Tree is the place where the Midwayers have their headquarters. It's the administrative headquarters of the planet, and it's also the location of the Archangel's divisional headquarters. And this is a fairly, it's a fairly recent establishment as far as the Archangel's headquarters go.
Yeah, that would only be the last 1,900 years, a little bit more.
Or it could be the last 50 years for all, 100 years for all we know. They say recent, and that can mean anything.
Yes. Since you mentioned the name Christy, I've heard something about all hail the power of Jesus' name. And can you clarify that between Christy and that hymn number 42?
Yes. She said that one year, I don't know exactly when, it was on Jesus' birthday, August 21st, that a Midwayer reported that at that moment there was a choir of angels singing the hymn, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. And he said, I imagine you wish you could hear it yourselves. And they said, you bet we do. But he commented that at the base of the tree there was a hiker who had fallen asleep, taking a nap at the, you know, under the tree, and he had no idea what was going on above his head.
Wow.
And
oh, my God.
And, well, I guess finally, I probably, I have a personal sense that it could be that that was the headquarters of Anumana Lantan. I don't know whether anybody else has mentioned that or not, but that was 65,000 years ago, and he was the leader and spiritual deliverer of his group of red men who had come over to the Americas. And this was located about 65,000 years ago in the giant redwoods of California. So
yeah.
They must have had a reason for picking that spot, and but I'm only guessing on that one.
He was a member of, if I'm not mistaken, didn't that tribe later become the Blackfoot tribe?
Yes. And Anumana Lantan is currently a member of the 420 Counselors on Jerusalem.
Exactly, and yes.
Yeah, so he's kind of a big gun, and
right.
So he comes. You know, he may have already been here once for his 100-year stint as one of the resident governors general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here on the planet.
Yeah. So, well, listen.
Talking about the last 6 weeks. We were talking.
Really?
We ran a series. Well, we ran a series that Neil Waldrop put together called the Campaign of the Master Seraphim. It's a study group, guide he put together, and it's the first time that it's actually been gone through fully by a group of readers, and we did it on the 6 weeks, and it's archived to download if they want to, but it was fun talking about, you know, what the Master Seraphim might be doing, and in the context of being led by the resident governor general and all. Now, before I go off on any kind of a tangent, I want to respect your time. I understand that your time is very limited with us. When do you need to get off? How much more time do you have with us?
Well, I have a mob of people coming this afternoon. I have most of the cooking done, but I have to do all the little stuff. And
we also have other callers. It's been
wonderful. I know Nick is on the line, and he's being very quiet, and I think you ought to shake him up a little bit. He's
well, we certainly
what
will.
What a gift for you to call, Carolyn.
Well, I'm glad to talk to you, and thank you for asking, Diane.
Oh, I thought I would listen to you nonstop.
Well, I'm sorry for my voice. It's a little raspy. I haven't had enough water to drink yet today. So anyway,
we're so happy to have you on the line, raspy or not. And
yes.
And you know, would you consider coming on for a future program to talk about the old days?
Well, as my days are getting older myself. We'll see.
Something to consider.
Yeah.
Well, we'd love to have you on the program again, and it's so wonderful to have you here. Maybe we could just leave you with a parting shot and just ask,
mm-hmm.
what do you think, you know, as someone who's been part of the movement for a long time, what do you think the most important for people, whether they've been part of the movement, you know, for many, many years or just finding the Urantia revelation, what do you think the most important thing for them to be thinking of and doing right now is?
Well, first of all, I think studying the book very carefully and very deeply, and either in a study group or on their own or with another person, and to really learn the teachings to the effect that you have a more than a superficial knowledge of it or information, let's put it that way, and then put these into action, and particularly recognize yourself as a son or daughter of God, of the Father,
mm-hmm.
and that all of those around you, including your co-workers, your friends, your neighbors, are also your brothers and sisters in the kingdom here on earth.
Well,
and so
thank you so much, Carolyn.
Well, good to talk to you.
We love you.
Yes, good to talk.
It's a gift for the listeners to have had you on the air to listen to what you had to say.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you.
Yes, it's wonderful to at least meet you, you know, on audio again. I got to meet you a few times over the last few decades, and just marvelous having you on with us. And I look forward to having you on again and just hearing about those days. I think it's really important for people to know something of our history and the fact that all the way along, none of us is very special here, other than the fact that we're privileged to have the revelation in our lap and to be able to study it.
Yes.
Well, there were many good people who were at the in there at the beginning, and they were not superhuman or anything else. They were just very hardworking people and very dedicated. So we owe them a debt of gratitude. Without them, the revelation might have gone someplace else. And
absolutely.
And it would be helping the world in some way or another. But we're glad that it was our guys who found it first. So, okay.
Absolutely.
Have a great family gathering, Carolyn.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
A couple of birthdays, including my brother.
Enjoy yourself.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that should be a wonderful occasion. Thank you so much again for joining us, Carolyn.
Thank you. And
thank
you're
you.
Welcome. Goodbye.
God bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Did
well,
we
that
have
was
Nick
what
with us?
What a Oh, yes, we have Nick. Nick, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. From Omaha, Nebraska. Thanks for calling in. I just want to cap off and say what a wonderful privilege that was to speak with Carolyn, to have her share at least some moments from the days gone by when the first readers of the Urantia book used that just really is special. And especially as we're about to come up to one of those regular meetings of Urantia book readers in Chicago, Techni Towers, and You're going to talk to us a little bit about that one, Nick, because I understand you will be there. And what can you tell us about Summer Study Session 2013?
I can tell you quite a bit, and I'd like to piggyback off of a comment that Carolyn made just as she was signing off, and that is the study of the book. The Education Committee has a mission statement that says we want to cultivate some high-quality thinking and to pursue the wisdom of the book through in-depth study. And so this year's summer sessions have changed, at least the format's changed a little bit, and it's been expanded. For one of the big changes is we're going to have the plenaries in the evening. They'll last about an hour. We'll have three speakers. There'll be Tamara, Seth Wood, and Christine Seaborn. And then there'll also be a brief worship service, and this is going to be followed by some socializing, and it's a way of structuring the evening, which we haven't had before. And it's going to do something important. It's going to allow us to have full two-hour workshops during the day. And this is going to give all the presenters time to use the Arantia book and to have the breakout sessions without rushing. Experience in the past says that an hour and a half wasn't quite enough, and that often got cut short because things ran a little long. So we'll be able to have those full two-hour workshops. And even though we're having them, we're still going to be able to have 2 hours between them, in the sense that when we have lunch, there's a two-hour time frame, and then when we have dinner, there's a two-hour time frame. So people are going to have lots of time to visit and socialize and meet new friends and meet old friends. So
that's wonderful.
Exciting for us on that. So we got that worked in. The lunches and dinners are actually only 45 minutes, but you got that two-hour time frame in which to visit with people. So that's darn good.
That's a great change, Nick.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very significant.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, just I'm going to invite. We've got a couple of other callers on the line, and they'll both be sharing in turn at some point. We're certainly. I'd like to talk to you a little bit longer, Nick, on some of these things. But let's invite them on because I think they're both going to be there. I believe, first of all, we have Seth Wood on the line. Is that you, Seth?
Actually, this is Mike Wood. Seth's my son.
Oh, Mike Wood. Okay, excuse
me, Mike.
But I'm
How
on
are
for this
you?
One. I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Very good to have you on the Cosmic Citizen. And let
Thank
me
you.
Just invite, I believe we have Liz Craig on the line. Is that you, Liz?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, Liz.
You have some things to share about the youth and young adult program. But thanks for being on the line with us. You might have some comments on some of what Nick is sharing about SSS 13 coming up and some of the other events that are coming up. So go ahead, Nick. I just wanted to make sure that we had our other callers on the line for now.
Well, you have Seth Wood's father on the line, Mike, but Seth is going to be doing one of the plenaries, and the title of his talk is Why Would You Choose Me? Tamara from the Foundation's giving a talk, and she's going to her title is Service to the Supreme, Building Conceptual Frames for Practical Living. And then Christina Seaborn's title is How I Serve the Supreme. So those are our three evening plenaries. Following the plenaries, there's time for socializing, and those folks that play instruments can gather and play instruments, and there'll be beverages and snacks to go along with that. So that's the major thing on the evenings. The other feature that we'll have is on Sunday, we're trying a new experiment. Following the feedback sessions, which I'll talk about in a minute, we're going to have three short talks. One of the long-term goals that I've had, and it it's emphasized in the Urantia book, both in the past and in the future, and that's oratory. And Andre, I know you're into public speaking, and so I'm sure a subject warm and dear to you. But we're going to have three short 5 to 7 minute prepared talks that will reflect the theme, but basically we'll get a personal story, a little inspiration, maybe a dash of humor. And the goal is to give more and more people the opportunity to make public presentations before large groups. And so I'm pretty excited about that. And that dovetails with one of the pre-conference activities, and that's a speakers and presenters workshop where it's done on Wednesday evening and Thursday prior to the actual start of the conference Thursday night. And the goal there is to give anybody coming, but in particular those people who are involved in the leadership role, the opportunity to get some coaching and feedback on their speeches and their talks. And I've been in Toastmasters since 1983, so I've had a lot of experience mentoring and coaching folks as regards to how to deliver the speech. Not so much interested in the content. That comes from your own heart. But we got to package it. We have to put it out there in a way that people will hear it, enjoy it, and want more of it. And all of us, whether we're talking one-on-one or one-on-10 or in our study groups or even at the summer sessions where we'll have 100-plus people, we all need that experience of getting up and speaking to the larger groups. And then, of course, you have the ICs that we have where you've got 400 or 500 people. And it's a different experience getting up there and talking to all those folks. So we've been really pushing that. On the workshop, one of the things I want to emphasize for anybody that's listening that's coming, you don't have to go to the whole thing. If you can show up for even a couple hours, we'll have you do a presentation, maybe 5 minutes. We'll give you some coaching and mentoring and suggestions, and then let you do the presentation again and incorporate some of the feedback that you got. The only way you're going to get to do this is kind of a actual experience visualization kind of process. So I'm pretty excited about that. Doreen Payne is going to help me, and John Callahan is going to help on that. So,
oh, that's marvelous. Well, I know both of them, and I know you, and I want to just put in a plug for it because, you know, I was a plenary speaker just a little while ago, and it was very, very helpful for me, even with a lot of experience in public speaking. Speaking in front of different groups and whatnot, it can be very, very good to do a test speech and to check things out. And I just want to put in a plug and say you were very, very helpful. You were doing this kind of thing informally over the last several years, just helping people that wanted to get help. And people should understand that this is a very, very warm and friendly and almost familial kind of help that is given. It's not terribly critical. It's meant to be constructive. And I found you very, very warm, very, very easy in the kinds of comments and suggestions that you gave that made me feel like I could just make these little improvements and I would be so much better in what I was doing. And I saw you doing that with other speakers, people that had been speaking for a while, and offering some really helpful suggestions. So between you and John Callahan and Doreen Hain, I think that's going to be a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for people, anybody that wants to improve how they come across in public to people.
Well, can I say something?
Thank you for that beautiful advertisement.
I would like to say something before we close on you, with you, Nick, because what you said is wonderful. To me, what you are offering is of a double importance when we think that in the times of Jesus, he asked his apostles, he actually ordained his apostles to be the ambassadors of the new kingdom. And so we are the new ambassadors of the fifth epochal revelation. And in the light of that responsibility that we have to do it with love and understanding and service and all that, what you were talking about, Nick, to me is of great utmost importance because it helps us to do a better job, to better express ourselves as ambassadors of the fifth epochal revelation and to maybe make it easy, even easier on people to reach other souls and to put people at ease. So what you're doing is of great, great, great service, and it's not just for ourselves personally, but it's for the good of all and for the glory of God, because in that way the communication, the connection is established even easier, and we can continue to do the work that our beloved brothers, the apostles, did, and we are the new apostles. So I think it's fantastic.
Well, there's that
Absolutely. Whole
thought about people being more afraid of public speaking than dying.
Yes.
And one of the ways that we're approaching that is what we call the feedback session. And what these are is during each gathering, which will take place, a short one in the morning, a short one in the afternoon, people who have attended the different workshops get an opportunity to do a five-minute presentation where they simply share their experience of the workshop. And what it is, it's an incredibly wonderful way of introducing new people to the audience, giving people who haven't had a chance to be up front to get up front and just do a spontaneous talk. There's no preparation. You just get up there and talk about it. And so we're asking and requiring all the presenters to choose by any means they decide someone to represent their workshop in the feedback session. And we've been doing those, I think, since 2007, and they're immensely popular. And one of the side benefits is if you couldn't get, one of the biggest problems with the SSS is that there's too many choices. And, there's five or six workshops running at one time, and you just can't go to more than one at a time.
Right.
And so you at least get some feedback as to what took place at that workshop. And you get to see someone who was there, and who knows, maybe you'll decide to have lunch or dinner with them and make a new friend and learn more about the workshop. So there's a lot of benefits to it. And these are ways of introducing the future leaders of the movement to get them up front and in front of everybody. So that's, the feedback sessions are, in my mind, critical to the success of the summer study session. And so
I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more, Nick. And I again, as Deanne very, very astutely pointed out, Jesus did not leave things to chance. He didn't make sure that people were over prepared before he sent them out, but he did make sure that they had some preparation.
Yes.
they did not go out completely cold. So that's a very, very important point to be making.
And we are Jesus present. We are Jesus present ambassadors, Andre and Nick and Mike and Liz. We are his present ambassadors. So this family service that we do to one another, each our own strength, is incredible. And for having been at the summer study session several times, it's always a great success. And I find the fellowship so progressive, so right up there, what can we do to make it better and better? And we have Mike Wood, who's going to talk about UAI, which is also very progressive. So there's really great things happening within the Urantia community. Really,
there
great
are
things.
Marvelous things. Yes.
Yes.
So I'd like to just station identify quickly and let people know that they're listening to the Cosmic Citizen. Our show today is on summer events and projects in the Urantia community. And we're lucky right now to have on the line Deanne LeBrec with me, Nick Stefaro, Mike Wood, and Liz Craig. So any parting shot, Nick, before we leave formally the session, the summer study session topic, I understand if anybody does want to come now that there's just limited accommodation available now, but what can you tell people that are still interested in coming to summer study session?
We're still open for reservations. There are still a few select rooms. And if worst comes to worst, you have the Maria House, which is more of a dorm setting, and you also have some local hotels. So if you've got the time, we're talking 5 days away before things start happening. You still can get there. I will mention, beside the speaker's workshop, there's a spiritual retreat on Thursday, Wednesday night and Thursday, and also there's a study group conclave. And one of the things that the education's got going this year is they're having a major workshop on study groups and how to develop study groups and maintain study groups. So that's going to be taking place. One
other
person I didn't mention was Gary Dinestad will be giving the keynote address Sunday morning. Gary was a longtime member of the Education Committee and the chair. He's also now an ordained minister, so it'll be fun to have him back, a great sense of humor on that.
Okay,
so
wonderful.
All in all, have everybody come. It's still open.
Very good.
It's going to be a great success.
Yes. Could you tell me who's going to be the Saturday morning plenary speaker? Because we're going to try to call in next week.
Well, there is no plenary speakers on Saturday morning. It's just the feedback. The plenaries are in the evening.
Okay,
so
very good.
There
will be workshops and that sort of thing going on. I understand Steve Breyer will be doing one of the workshops in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, one thing I do have to tell you, all the information, including room numbers and presenters and bios and pictures and workshop descriptions, are all on our website.
Okay, wonderful.
The schedule there, and that's urantia-education.org. So urantia-education.org.
Very
well,
good. I've
so
just
much,
put that on our chat line. Well, thank you so much. You're welcome to remain on while we move now to Mike Wood.
Well, I'm going to have to run, but it's been great talking to you all. Hopefully I get to see most of you in another 5 days. So
yes.
With that, I'll
well,
say
thank
goodbye.
You, Nick.
Hey,
all right.
This is
bye-bye
Mike.
For
Before
now.
Before you go, Nick, are you still there, Nick?
Yeah, I'm
Nick,
still here.
Nick, you there?
Yes.
I've been just sitting back listening, but I just wanted to echo what everybody else said. I've crossed paths with Nick many times through the years, and we've had some very extensive discussions about public speaking. It was something that was important to me as a youngster and growing up, and Nick and I have had some wonderful conversations at Urantia Conference about that very topic, and he's probably made more impact on that particular subject than anybody else I've known. So I just wanted to thank him for his improving the overall quality of the of Urantia events.
Yes, I agree, Mike.
Well,
bye-bye for now, Nick.
All in our coaching session. All right, we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right. Thank you so much.
In.
Well, so Mike, you know a lot about what's going on with Urantia Association International and some of those events, and I understand. Well, for one thing, we've got one going on right now, but across the pond, and one coming up stateside pretty soon. Do you want to talk about those?
Well, yeah, I'm not too much familiar with the other one that's going on right now, but the one here that's coming up at the end of July, it officially runs Thursday, July 25th through the 28th. It's going to be the National Conference for the Urantia Association of the United States, and it's going to be held at the University of St. Mary in Leavenworth, Kansas, which is basically just a suburb of Kansas City. And there have been numerous events held here through the years, Urantia events, going back as into the 80s, actually. And we've had conferences there off and on. This will be the third time that the UAI has had a conference at St. Mary over the last 12 or 13 years. And we've had some wonderful events there. It's a beautiful facility. And the title of the conference is going to be Relationships, Human and Divine. And it's going to explore the relationships between the individual and their thought adjuster, between angels and their human charge, and between the father and the elementary mortal. So that'll be coming up here last weekend of July. And then before this conference, one of the wonderful things about St. Mary is they are very user-friendly. They are just a wonderful facility built back in the late 1800s. So it's got gorgeous old buildings built by the Sisters of Charity of Leavenworth. And because they're so user-friendly, they'll allow us to come in and use their dorm rooms if they're not being used by anybody else at any time. So one of the things we've done on this conference is we basically got the dorm for the whole week. So some of the young readers who are looking for a little bit more intensive study are going to come in as early as Monday or Tuesday of that week and have kind of a little mini conference, a mini study session before the full conference. So they will have already been there for several days exploring all this when the rest of us adults arrive and do the formal presentations from Thursday through Sunday.
Okay, wonderful. How often has UAI been having these regional conferences?
Well, we've been doing regionals since in the 90s. And at one point, we tried to get on a rotation of having, you know, a national every 3 years, an international every 3 years, and then regionals every 3 years to rotate it. We've kind of broken that cycle some because we had a symposium we wanted to do where we brought in people from all over the world for a leadership symposium, and that was a huge event. We spent 2 years in the planning, brought people from 25 countries around the world up to Techni, the same place that the education workshop is going to be. Mm-hmm. And that event was incredible in the sense that there literally were people from 25 countries, most of whom had never been in the United States before, most of whom had never attended a conference, a typical Urantia conference in the United States. Now, they had their own gatherings, but I think pretty much everyone there would say that they took a lot away from that event. So that was such a big event that it kind of broke our cycle. And so what we're kind of doing now is we have an international every 3 years, and anytime there's not an international conference, we're going to go ahead and have a U.S. national one. And so now we're just kind of having them pretty much every year or 2 years out of three is our intent.
Oh, that's very good, yeah.
Since we have, Mike, since we have Liz Craig on the phone with you, can you tell us what is the relation between you and Liz being on the phone? Because Liz is directly connected with Yaya, and you were talking earlier about US, UA and Yaya. So can you explain to the listeners, Liz, or maybe Mike?
Okay, go ahead, Liz, yeah.
So Yaya is helping put on this pre-conference. In Kansas. It's going to be, as Mike said, the 23rd to the 25th, right before the conference, starting on Tuesday. And we're going to be studying paper 110, the relation of adjusters to the individual mortal. And one of the goals of this conference is kind of to help the younger generation get used to leading study groups. Because, you know, in the future, that's going to be our job.
That's right.
And schools and stuff doing that, and it'll also be a lot of fun stuff going on, and we're going to do a service project one day at a church and serving a meal, and there's going to be some outside activities to do some fun stuff because I've heard the property is beautiful, as Mike said. So it's going to be a really good experience, and I'm excited. I'm helping plan it, and it's going to be great.
I think it's great to have this foresight vision to actually combine the two so that, as you were describing, Mike, about the event coming up, and Liz, you just said the pre-conference, you know, to actually have that foreseeing vision of taking care of the youth, you know, and preparing them so that you will be us in the... Believe me or not, it's going to come faster than you think. And then when that arrives, there will have been a good preparation done, and it's done in a form of a marriage, you know, marrying one conference with helping the youth be integrated and do their own thing as well, you know, and prepare them gradually for more and more and more work and loving service and responsibilities. I think it's a wonderful initiative.
You know, that was one of the major important aspects of this conference. My son Chris Wood actually is a mid-30s second-generation reader, and he was kind of being the conference chair for this conference, but he had to work today, so he couldn't take this call, so I'm doing it for him. But one of the things that he did right from the start was tried to bring in young people to be involved in every aspect of this conference. Now, we've done several at St. Mary before, and in fact, I've hosted two of them there, one in 2001, one in 2008. But on this particular conference, I'm the only person on the planning committee that's over the age of 40. Everybody else is young. Chris intentionally brought in people who have never been involved before. I know that Liz has been involved with some Yaya events, but as far as a major Urantia conference, I don't think she's probably helped plan one of those. We've got David Fabe. We've got a woman named Ellen Macias, who actually is about a third or fourth generation reader. Her mother, Marilyn Kulicki, is a Urantia Foundation trustee, and her father, David Kulicki, is, I believe, the chair of the education committee of Urantia Fellowship. So Ellen's got a long history, but she's a fairly young reader, school teacher, and hasn't really been active in the community. She's, you know, been taking care of her career and everything. And Chris was able to get her to come in and be oversee the basic program that we're doing. And we've got several other young people, too. So like I said, I'm the only person over 40 involved in this entire planning of this conference. And that was by design. That was by Chris's design to get young people. And then the other interesting aspect about having the youth involved is years ago, several of you probably know Mike McIsaac. And
back in the
90s, Mike became involved in what he called the UB Youth. And they were an unaffiliated group who just toured around the country going to every Urantia conference they could go to. They visited every young reader around the country that they could find. And they had their first really big meeting in 2001 at St. Mary College at the conference there, and went on to numerous other conferences. And then 7 years later, they came back in 2008, and at that point, we basically told them, you know, you guys don't get to be just the youth leaders anymore. You know, you've all turned 30 now, so now you just need to become the leaders. You know, you can't keep dragging that youth tag too much longer.
That's right.
But now it's like we're doing the whole thing again for another generation who are maybe another 10 or 15 years behind that. I'm guessing Liz is probably closer to 20 than to the mid-30s that a lot of the UB youth are now. And several of the other people involved are also in their low 20s. So we're trying to do the exact same thing again to keep that process going. In fact, I gave a speech at one of the early conferences when I realized that when you look at this Urantia project, the Urantia book and the project of spreading the Urantia book to the planet, that you have to think long term. And when you start thinking long term and you start thinking how you hand off culture from one generation to the next, you've got to think in terms of generations. Hmm. And so I gave a speech where I basically encouraged the young readers to start thinking at an early age how they were going to take what they got from their predecessors, make it a little bit better, but especially to start thinking then about how they would hand it off to their children, to the next generation. And I was encouraging everyone to start thinking generationally. How do we get it from generation to generation? And now my son Chris, who was planning this conference, has basically executed that with this conference by bringing in all young people to plan and execute the conference.
As you were talking, Mike, I had this feeling that it's going to be a very, very dynamic gathering. you know, it's going to be very, very energized. And you know how the youth is. They want to change the world. They want to reshape the world. And so they have such a great energy, and they're so progressive and dynamic. So it's going to be a great, great conference, I'm sure.
You know, in that vein, and just before we go on talking about this a little bit, I want to invite another caller on the line. I think we have Debbie Bartman calling in from British Columbia, Canada. Is this Debbie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Be talking with you about your event pretty soon. Do you mind being with us on the line and chatting and whatever as we talk about some of these other events for a little bit?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. So go ahead, Mike. And what else should we know about the upcoming event?
Well, just to get a couple of nuts and bolts things out of the way, if you want to know more about it, one place you could go would be the UAI website. They have a new website, and it's urantia-uai.org. And if you go to that website and then you scroll over community, the link for community, and then go down to events and you click there, you'll see a link to the 2013 UAUS conference in Leavenworth, Kansas. So you can get information there. Other than that, I would just invite anybody who's interested. We still have some late registrations. They've built a new dorm at the college, so we actually have more space than we've ever had.
Great.
And it is just an incredibly beautiful place. It was built by the Sisters of Charity in Leavenworth, an order of the Catholic Church, back in the 1858 is when they were founded, and they have incredible old buildings spread over a 200-acre campus with a nature preserve and just buildings full of beautiful art. Even the parts of the buildings that we're not using are open for walking through and just, you know, looking at everything. And lots of outdoor spaces. It is a little hot in Kansas sometimes during mid-July, but all the buildings are air-conditioned, and there's actually a system of tunnels that connects the entire campus has kind of an interesting history in itself. You can get from building to building underground in a nice, cool tunnel if you don't want to get out into the heat. But the tunnels have an interesting history in that the Sisters of Charity were involved in the Underground Railroad for slaves. This campus sits on the hills overlooking the Missouri River in Kansas, and in those days, if the slaves could make it from Missouri across the river to Kansas, then the sisters would take them into the Underground Railroad and get them to the north to freedom. So it has a really long history of being used for a variety of topics. And then they also started a college back in 1923 and have been just, you know, and been going continuously ever since. So it's a beautiful facility, in addition to the fact that there'll be a Urantia conference there.
You know, Mike, since you mentioned the website, I was going to ask Liz, because I know that Yaya is also going to have a gathering in October that we could talk about later on, but you're doing very well as a group. Do you have also a website, Liz, that you could tell the listeners to go visit?
Yes. The website is urantianow.com, and if you go to the homepage, on the right sidebar, there are links to little pictures and links to almost all the events this summer. I know the Tufts gathering in Yosemite is on there, the summer study sessions, as well as the pre-conference in Kansas. So go to that website, and if there's any younger readers that are interested in coming, please register. The fee is only $25, and it's going to be a great experience and a lot of fun.
Well, it's been great to have you both, Mike and Liz, tell us about another great Urantia happening during the summer, so people on their holiday season can actually be traveling and visiting and meeting new brothers and sisters within the Urantia family, Urantia community. So I don't even want to say I wish you a great success. I know it's going to be an overwhelming success, I'm sure, with that group of people that you mentioned, Mike. It's going to be a very, very resounding success.
Well, thank you. Appreciate your help in letting people know about it.
Yes.
Yes, we're glad to have you on, and it's nice to connect with you. I haven't talked with you probably in a couple of years since I was back in Techni for, I think, SSS 10.
Yeah,
but,
I think that's right, but...
Anyway, very nice to have you on, and
thank you for coming on.
People
both.
Should know that you've been a server over at the foundation for many, many, many years. You were giving people tours of the foundation anytime they dropped in, and even helping them to get a place to stay if they needed it in Chicago while they were there. Anyway, just want to thank you for all your service to the movement over these many, many, many years.
Oh, well, it is my pleasure, no doubt. In fact, that's how I met Diane, I think, was at a summer study
yes.
session in 2009, and
yes.
she came and spent the night with us here.
Yes.
And
when you say it's my pleasure, that's exactly what we feel from you. When we meet you in Chicago, it looks like it's a pleasure for you what you're doing. So, you know,
well, it is. And, you know, I tell people, I mean, you know, you think about it, people from all over the world come and visit, and
yes.
they all read the Urantia book. You know, can it get any better than that?
Can't get
well,
much
thank
better
you for
than
calling
that.
In. That was great.
Oh, my pleasure. Nice
and
to talk
Liz
to both
too.
Of you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Liz.
Bye.
See you soon.
Thank you, both of you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes.
Okay, bye, Liz.
Bye.
Bye-bye, and thank you. Was there anything else you wanted to tell us, Liz?
Oh, I was going to mention that Yaya is having another gathering in October
yes.
25th, 27th in Las Vegas. And the theme is the inner life, and it's still a work in progress, so I don't see any details, but information about it should be up on Urantia Now probably
right.
beginning of next month. So
I'm
very
glad
good.
You gave the website. People can have all the information as it develops.
Yes. All right. Well, I'm going to sign off, but thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you so much, Liz, for coming on and telling us
yes.
about this event. And hopefully people have plenty of time to plan. By October, it should be considerably cooler in Las Vegas as well. Be a nice time to get out of the gathering cool in the north and get to a place where it's still warm.
Yes.
And
yes.
before you sign off, Liz, I would like to tell the listeners, Andre, that we need to give credit to Liz for another great work that she's doing. Later on in the program, I will be talking about the United Urantia Family Festival. And Liz is the person who's taking care of all the program, putting all the program together for the participants who will be there. So on the air, I want to say thank you, Liz, because, again, it's thanks to you that you will be welcoming people when they arrive on just the day before Jesus' birthday, and the program that they will be having and bringing back home as a souvenir will have been done by you. So thank you for your participation with the United Urantia Family Festival.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, and it's in my backyard, so I'm excited.
Yes, exactly.
Wonderful.
Good.
And I may as well just put in a quick plug and just say thank you to the Youth and Young Adult Committee for helping Urantia University with their work in progress with the introductory and overview course that they've been putting together. And of course, the Youth and Young Adult Committee is helping to formulate that and help it turn into a good Coursera type mini course that will be able to be auditable online partly and also to be able to participate in a webcast type format for the classroom and discussion portion. So thank you to the Youth and Young Adult Committee and any volunteers who are working with some of the curriculum members to put together those courses.
Well, we're happy to help, so.
Well,
good.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye, Liz.
Okay, bye-bye, Liz. And Debbie. We have.
Hello.
Hi. We're very happy. Well, thank you. We're very happy to have Debbie Bartman on the line to talk about the Vancouver Island Urantia Friends Campout happening August 5th to 9th. So good to have you here.
Hi, it's good to be here. Yes, we're having our Urantia Friends Campout again, and this is our fourth biannual. So every 2 years we have them. And this year it's going to be at Miracle Beach, which is on the east coast of Vancouver Island between Courtney and Campbell River. And
wow.
It's a beautiful spot. It's in a provincial campground, which are always beautiful. And we've got the group campsite. And we were there last time, too, 2 years ago. And it's a wonderful space. We have a private area all to ourselves with a grassy area surrounded by trees. And
wonderful.
Would you give the date,
Debbie?
The dates are August 5th to 9th.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a nice camp out. That's 4 days of being together among your Rancho Book readers in such an incredible setting as the West Coast, the Vancouver Island area.
It's gorgeous. And Miracle Beach itself, the beach is, you know, a huge sandy beach, and it's just beautiful. Because it's on the east coast, you don't have the big waves from the west coast, so it's very moderate, and it's just beautiful. Yeah.
Now, I imagine, am I correct in assuming that that's southeast Vancouver Island between Nanaimo and Victoria?
North of Nanaimo.
North of Nanaimo. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically it's an easy ferry ride from Vancouver.
Yes, you can catch a ferry from Vancouver to Nanaimo, or from Tawasin to Nanaimo if you're coming from the States. And then it's about an hour and a half drive north of Nanaimo.
Okay, very good. Well, that should be wonderful.
Yes, maybe, Andre, we should tell your listeners that the 5th to the 9th of August is Monday to Friday, just to make sure that if people who intend to join you, Debbie, know that it's from Monday to Friday as opposed to, let's say, from Friday to Tuesday or whatever. So it's the whole week.
And
do you have a website to tell the listeners to go visit to have more information about it?
No, we don't have a website, but they can contact me, which is nevadon373@hotmail.com.
nevadon373@hotmail.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
and your name is Debbie Bartman.
Yes. So generally what we do is because everybody brings their own camping equipment and basically looks after themselves. And what we do is we have workshops or presentations or studies every morning and every afternoon. And then in the evenings, it's just, you know, music and hanging about and, you know, visiting. So it's great. We've had people come from all over the States in various years and even from England one time. And it's very relaxed and informal. But we do have, you know, great study, great workshops, and, you know, lots of socialization, too. So it's just a wonderful time. Also, on the Thursday night, we always have a remembrance supper, which is a potluck. And people who aren't camping for the week but who are in the area or, you know, who aren't campers are welcome to come out for the Thursday night potluck. And we celebrate Jesus' birthday and have a birthday cake and all that, too. So that's open to, you know, anybody who wants to come for the dinner.
Hmm.
Wonderful.
And can they join you, like, for part of the camp out, you know? Because since it is an individual, you know, like you said, people individually bring their camping gear. So could they just show up, let's say, if they cannot be there from Monday the 5th, but they can show up on Wednesday, is it okay with you?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That would be great, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're pretty, you know, easy going out here, you know.
Yes. So they can join right at the last minute.
Yes.
Hey,
I
can speak to the easy going, and I can speak to the wondrous nature of a Urantia conference in British Columbia. A little known fact about my history is that my first Urantia conference was a British Columbia conference in 1978, the Bowen Island Conference of 1978, which was my introduction to Urantia book readers. I'd been a solo reader for a year and a half at that point, and I met my first readers at that conference, met Nathan Jansen and his wife at that time, and Joe Pope was out there at that time. Lou and Alice Clark, who some older readers may still remember, and many, many other people, and met people from the island. It was just a wonderful occasion. And you know, people are much... It's hard not to be laid back in the rainforest or close to the rainforest.
Yes, that's true. And we have a lot of musicians, too, so our evenings are always really fun. You know,
marvelous.
Singing and playing guitars and flutes.
Fun
and
relaxing.
All things. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As opposed to people,
Debbie, who go on vacation, like I was in the middle in the land of Jesus for a month, and I met some people, and they were like on tours, and they were stressed and all that. And then I heard someone, as I was standing close by, I heard the person say, "Oh my God, I'm gonna need a vacation when I get home from this vacation." So I would say your campout event is the opposite. When people leave and go back home, they must feel extremely relaxed and renewed and energized, and as opposed to being stressed out, you know?
And I think so. And it's a big spiritual renewal for everybody, too.
Yes.
Because, you know, we focus on the Urantia book the whole time. And so it's really wonderful.
Great.
Well, terrific. Terrific.
Well, we wish you another great success.
Yes, and the price is good. It's only $60 a person. And if somebody's interested, send me an email. And then we can get organized. So yeah, the price is right, and you know, we're open to people coming and also people doing presentations if they'd like to. What we do with the presentations is we don't have a theme. People just come with whatever they want to do, and so it's very varied and always really interesting.
Oh,
okay,
that's nice. That's a different format. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so they should email you at nebadon373@hotmail.com.
Yes.
And again, the time of the campout, this is the Vancouver Island United Friends campout on Miracle Beach.
Urantia Friends.
Urantia Friends. Yes, I'm sorry, I missed saying Urantia. That's important. Urantia Friends campout. North of Nanaimo on Miracle Beach, August 5th, that's a Monday, through August 9th, that's a Friday. Basically the first full week in August.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Wonderful.
We'd love to have people, so come on out.
Well, sounds
great. Well, thank you for calling in. That was great.
Anything else people should know?
I don't think so. If they have any questions, they can email me.
That sounds great. Well, thank you so much for coming on and talking about it. We appreciate it, Debbie.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you
very
much.
We wish you a great, great, great camp out, Debbie.
Thank
you
very much.
You have a good format, and everybody's going to be going home recharged spiritually as well as relaxed physically.
Yes.
And
okay,
that's the goal.
Thanks very much.
Well, enjoy your time. Wish I could be there.
Oh yeah, it would be nice if you could make it.
Maybe one day.
I will try to make it one of these years. Now that I know it's a biennial.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.
Okay.
Bye.
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 And we have Rabia Harris on the line.
Oh, good.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi,
Rabia.
Hi there. It's a privilege to be able to speak to you folks today about our wonderful retreat that we have every year.
So tell us more about it.
And you're calling us from Boone, North Carolina. Tell us about it.
Okay. Well, actually, I live in a small college town called Mars Hill, right outside of Asheville, North Carolina. And Boone is up in the mountains, even higher than where we are. There's ski resorts all around there. So it's nice and cool in August when we have our event. And this is the fourth year that we've had our Heart of the Mountains retreat, which is a weekend retreat that usually is attended by people in the southeast. We open it up to anyone else by July 1st, if anybody else wants to come. And we have had visitors from other states. And we have room this year, so we're welcome. You're welcome to come. However, we designed it for people who live close enough to drive, and we wanted to make it affordable for some people who really can't swing those big national conferences. So it's $150 for the weekend, and that includes housing and a beautiful charming arts and crafts house called The Inn. It was originally an Episcopal monastery, and it's over 100 years old, and the wood is beautiful, and the food is fantastic, and of course the hospitality, the southern hospitality of these mountains cannot be beat. So we have this beautiful setting. It's Valley Cruces Conference Center, which is an Episcopal retreat center. And it's just outside Boone, and some people have heard of Boone, I would think. And the way we got started is about 1989. I hadn't even gotten to North Carolina yet, but I came here from Boulder 13 years ago. That's how I know Diane and Paula Thompson and many other people from that wonderful group out there. But I moved here, and at the time they didn't have a study group in Asheville, but they had one in East Tennessee, and Dean White was the hostess, and I'm sure that many of you already know Dean White from all of her years with the community. And so I was invited up to their picnic, and I started going to their study group. Well, 1989, they had been meeting for about, I guess, 9 years as a study group, and they decided to have a picnic. So every year in August, they celebrated Jesus' birthday and invited people, and they always had a guest speaker. And it was Saturday only. And then 4 years ago, I felt really glad I'd been helping Dean with the picnic to make it a full-fledged weekend retreat. I had attended some retreats on my own, and within the movement and other events, and I just really enjoyed that retreat experience, which is a little bit different than a conference. And we designed it this way because we do have study groups where we get a lot of the reading of the book. But what we wanted to do, first of all, is to get to meet people. Some of us live remotely and don't even attend study groups because we're just one reader in an isolated situation. And to meet other kindred spirits from around the other states and get to know each other. So fellowship was foremost, and, of course, worship. To have a worship experience is just something that I just treasure. So we do that, and, of course, we have programs, and would you like to know about the theme this year and what we're going to be doing this year?
Yeah,
absolutely, please.
Okay. I hope I'm not talking too much. You might have some questions, and I'm happy to answer them. But
We're glad for you to just keep going.
Okay, but the theme this year is truth, beauty, and goodness. And the program for all day Saturday, we started Friday the 16th this year. It'll be on the 16th. Friday at 4 o'clock when we register, and then we have a meal together and we have an evening sharing and that getting to know each other. And then on Saturday we have a full program from 9 a.m. until it goes into the evening where we have a real celebration and much more fellowship. And then Sunday morning we have a worship service, and then we break and end with a closing circle before lunch at noon. So for many people, they find that they can drive up here on a Friday and leave on a Sunday afternoon and get back home. If someone wants to fly in to Charlotte, would probably be the closest hub airport, but you would have to rent a car, and we don't have any provisions for people being picked up. So we'll welcome you, but we just can't accommodate that, if you understand.
Okay. Okay. And, so a few logistical issues, but nothing grave. People navigate.
If you really want to be here, you'll be here, you know. And we welcome one and all. And we even have people who come who are just friends who really aren't your Rancho Book readers but love our community and want to be share that experience. So,
right.
Yeah, and I love having them there, you know. And this year, the Saturday theme is going to focus on beauty and the art of spirituality. So we're going to have artists submitting their works, and we're asking them, if possible, to make it a spiritual theme or inspired by the Urantia book. And we always have wonderful musicians, and so we wanted to expand that creative spirit into other art forms. We're going to have at least two people who have either written a book or edited someone else's book. And we'll have a lot of breakout sessions. We'll have some experiential workshops, one called Soul Collage, and where anybody who wants to can make a collage. They don't have to be an artist. And, we'll have a lot of other things. We'll have a lot of music. We always have a lot of music, because we have wonderful musicians that join us every year. So it's not real formal. We have some time. We have some downtime because the natural beauty here is just spectacular, breathtaking.
Oh, I imagine.
And
so
the Saturday afternoon, we tell everybody everything is optional. So if they want us to go sit on the porch, and there's a huge porch with big rocking chairs, if people want to be together, they can do that. That, you know, we have a certain amount of structure because some people like to participate, and we want to offer that, but it's not a have to. And then in the afternoon we have some exploration time where people can go and hike up to a waterfall. The more athletic of us are they can just sit around and talk and just have a good time. So that's the way it looks, and every year it's a little different, but I'm expecting this year to be the best ever.
Well, terrific.
we wish it for you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Have I covered everything? Is there anything else you need to know?
Actually, I do have one question, Rabia. Is there a website or a person they can contact for more information?
Yes. We have a website if anyone wants to look into what it's all about. They can go to thespiritualfellowship.org.
Thespiritualfellowship.org?
Thespiritualfellowship.org. Dick Bain, who is a regular of the leadership team, he maintains that website. And you will see the e-brochure for Heart of the Mountains. There's also a gallery of photographs from the past 3 years and a registration form that they can download and mail in with their check. We don't take credit cards. Send in a check. It's $150 plus $25 for the retreat fee. And so that's $175, which we feel like is very reasonable for everything that transpires.
Could you spell out the first part of that website? Because I've just tried to link to it, and I obviously don't have it spelled properly.
Spiritual.
Yeah, thespiritualfellowship.org.
Gotcha.
There's also some wonderful articles about Meredith Sprunger, who we still want to remember him. So if you have the time, read about Meredith too. But the website is we have a lot of wonderful talent in our membership. We don't actually have memberships. I guess I call them heart can. It's just once you come, you become part of the family. And so we have photographers. We have people who have a nonprofit that loans it to us. And then Dick has graciously offered the use of this website. So thespiritualfellowship.org, and you'll see a lot there, including the registration form and a place to send the address to send the check and the form to the Morgans at the nonprofit is called In Our Own Way. And they support the Urantia book and have some secondary works on their website too. My email address, in case anybody has questions before they send in their registration or want to just give me ideas, Rabia Harris, R-A-B as in boy, I-A, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. It's pretty easy.
Yes,
R-A-B-I-A-H-A-R-R-I-S at yahoo.com.
That's correct.
Covered it all very nicely.
If there's any musicians or artists out there or poets, whatever, performers who want to attend, send in your registration, and then we'll send you a special form to call a participation form so we can fit you into the program. But we're having an exhibit of original art, and we're real excited about it. Something new we've never done before.
Well, marvelous.
Well,
that's terrific.
Thank you for covering it so thoroughly, because now people know all about your event, and we do pray and hope that it turns out to be what you said, the best ever.
Oh, thank you. Well, one more thing. The retreat center gives us an option of letting us stay over for one more day, because the cleanup crew doesn't even start cleaning up until Monday morning. So if anybody wants to stay over and just have a down day in the beautiful mountains and go into Boone and eat in a restaurant or just have more fellowship together, it's $40 for that additional day without food. Everyone would have to go and find their own food. But last year, I think 8 of us stayed and had a really, really good time and got to know each other better and had a great meal in a restaurant. And it was California Mexican food. It was wonderful.
Marvelous. Sometimes those after conference days are just wonderful, to just everybody let their hair down and just enjoy each other after they've had some chance to get to know each other through the conference.
Right. Well, we have people coming from all over. There's a large group of people from the various study groups in the D.C. area, Virginia, Maryland, D.C. We have Tennessee. We have Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina. I think the largest contingency is from Virginia. There's just so many Urantia people in Virginia, especially in the D.C. area. So we always welcome our friends from all over, and we'd love to get to know everybody. We have had people like Aurora Hill and Andrea. They came and did a presentation a couple of years ago when they were over here with a fellowship.
Oh, Andrea Barnes, sure, absolutely.
Yeah, and they were doing an expo in Raleigh, I believe, and they came down and did a presentation on outreach, and that was wonderful. So we've had some visitors, and we have a lot of talent, but we welcome other people who want to come and share their talents and their wisdom.
Well, wonderful.
And their presence. I mean, there's nothing like these kindred spirits to get together. I mean, it's just a special. That's why it's been called Heart of the Mountains, because there's just a lot of heart in this experience.
Well, thank you for calling in and informing the listeners, because now we know that there are some very interesting events going on in the summer, and there's no reason to be traveling and not stopping somewhere over to meet some brothers and sisters in spirit and gather and say, hi, I'm so-and-so, and then, hey, welcome, so we can enjoy the summer together. That was great you called.
Yeah, can I give the email the website address one more time for the people who just tuned in?
Yeah, it's please do.
TheSpiritualFellowship.org. And then click on the Heart of the Mountains. TheSpiritualFellowship.org. And click on Heart of the Mountains, and you'll see everything you need to know.
Great. Very good.
And call me. I think my email address is on there. email me and I'll call you back.
Wonderful.
That sounds good. Thank you so much, Rabia.
Well, thank you for having us on, and I look forward to seeing all of you. I wish you the best with all of these events that are happening this summer, especially the family gathering out there in Yosemite. Some of our people will be out there, too.
Have a great
Wonderful.
Retreat.
Okay,
yeah, one
so
will
much.
Dovetail right after the other, exactly.
Yes.
Yes, they
Bye.
Will. God bless you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rabia.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, and, you know, gosh, we don't have any other call. Oh, yes, we do. We have one other caller on the air.
But
and
I'm
she's
going
with
to
me
have
right
to get
now.
Some information. Oh, who's that?
So, Dionne, you have an event coming up. So the United Urantia Family Festival is happening in Yosemite. Tell me all about it.
Well, it's another important event, Andre, and I'm very, very happy to be informing your listeners. And by the way, I just want to say this was the idea of Kristalyn B. Clarkson, who co-hosts with Paula Thompson, to do a program on all the different events, the Urantia-related events and conferences and campouts and retreats going on this summer. And I say kudos. Kristalyn, because it's wonderful to have your listeners, Andre, know about the events going on around the country and abroad, you know, and the United States.
Exactly. We all thought this was a great idea. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Kristalyn, keep having those great ideas. And actually, Kristalyn is, well, I must say one thing that I was very happy to witness is that Paula and Kristalyn were the very first registrants for the United Urantia Family Festival. They registered at the same time, the same day, and they were the very first ones. And ever since then, it's been unfolding, Andre, like unbelievable. We are very, very much looking forward to this event. And I think we were blessed to have Carolyn Kendall call in because I had heard certain things. And I must say to your listeners that, of one, I'm from Canada, so I am not an American per se. I do not live in the States, even though I consider Boulder my second home or my first home B. And so when we gave birth to the United Urantia family in 2010 here in Montreal, and you were there with us, Andre, and many people were there, and it was a total success. When we finished that, being an international event, now we have the Fellowship International Conference every 3 years, and the 2 years in between they have the summer study session. Now we have the Urantia Association International that has, like Mike Wood said, their international conference, and now they have the 2 years in between their national gathering, and now we have the United Urantia Family Festival, which the three of them have a very different mission, a very different approach and program, and it's very complementary. It's not competitive, it's complementary as what it's meant to be. And the foundation travels to and visits all events, and so I see it like a beautiful trinity with the foundation in between, inside that triangle, and visiting all international events. And we have in between, the United Urantia family has in between the 2 years, the Easter Spirit Renewal Retreat, known as the Jesus Retreat. So when I prayed and asked Jesus, please tell us, where do you want your United Urantia family to meet? Because there's no credit to be given to anyone else other than Jesus. We are his family. He wants to see us gradually becoming more and more and more united in all our strengths and empowering one another. The answer that came up, and it was very clear, was Yosemite Park. And I'm not trying to say that I have special communication. We're all in communication with God through a thought adjuster, and knowing that God, Jesus is alive here and now, we just have, like he said, we just have to take his advice, ask and you shall receive. So talking with Jesus as our best friend, the perfect friend we can have on the spirit level, along with our thought adjuster and Mother Spirit. I asked, and the answer that came within minutes was Yosemite Park Grizzly Giant. Now, not being American, I don't know every aspect of the United States. And so not knowing, I just, okay, fine, you know, and it turned out to be, it came up as the answer. But then very soon after, when I discovered, I was told that the Grizzly Giant seemed to be a place of particular importance, special importance. It really opened my curiosity. And knowing Carolyn Kendall myself personally, I love Carolyn. I think she's a beautiful, another beautiful soul. I called her and I asked her, do you know anything about the Grizzly Giant? Because, and I told her the story. And she said, oh, yes, Diane. And so I'm so thankful and grateful for Carolyn to have taken the time to stop what she was doing to for her big
yes.
family reunion and to call in and tell us about
yes.
that. And
That was wonderful for her to do that.
Yes.
So I want to make sure that we get a chance to tell people about some of the things that are going to be happening over
yes.
there and some of the dates, some of the logistics
yes.
as we wind down in the last 15 minutes of the program here. So it's August 20th to August 24th. That's a Tuesday through a Saturday.
Yes.
It's at Camp Wawona in Yosemite Park, and the airport to fly to is Fresno Airport in Fresno. What else can you tell us about some of the logistics?
Well, first of all, before I continue, Andre, I spoke to someone yesterday, your Rancho Book Reader, and that was wonderful because I hadn't even thought about it. And this person said, you know, Diane, I hope it doesn't turn out to be every year that we celebrate Jesus' birthday. The Rancho family celebrates Jesus' birthday at the Grizzly Giant. So I need to tell all the listeners that this is a one-time event. It's never been done to have a large group of conscious Urantia Book readers of the Fifth Apocalypse Revelation gather there at the Grizzly Giant to celebrate of one our master's birthday on his authentic day of birth, August 21st. And we're going to be there. We have a special worship service that's going to be wonderful right there at the foot of the Grizzly Giant. And it's going to be to celebrate Jesus' birthday, to show him, testify him our love and appreciation and gratitude as being our Lord and Master and our role model on earth. And we will also have a special worship for the angels, because knowing that it's the divisional archangels' headquarters, it's not to say the least. So we have to not only be celebrating, we will be celebrating Jesus' family, but also in the presence of angels. So it is a one-time event. It happened like that. It was a series of unfoldings of events that made it happen of its own. To me, I see the hand of God moving along, but that's my personal opinion only. And it all unfolded of its own, and it's so beautiful, just like the pieces of a puzzle. Right up to 2 days ago, I'd like to see a quick story. There's a man who's had the Urantia Book since 1970, for 43 years, if we make the count. He's never connected with Urantia Book readers, and lately he felt inspired to join the fellowship as a member. And so he joined the fellowship, and as he did, someone at the fellowship informed him, I think it was Paula, informed him that there was an event in Yosemite Park in August next month. And so he went to see our website, which is TUF.org. It's the acronym for the United Urantia Family Festival, TUUFF.org. And he saw the website. He was very interested. He wrote me an email just about 3 days ago, and he said, you know, I've been a driver and a tour guide in Yosemite Park for the past 25 years, and I was thinking, because during one of our conference calls, we were concerned about how to get from Camp Wawona to the Grizzly Giant, and also some registrants people registered had mentioned the fact that being in Yosemite Park, would it be possible to visit Yosemite Valley? And I must say that we were concerned about that, and Crystalline was saying, oh, wouldn't it be great if we could find an answer? Well, lo and behold, again, as Patrick Yesh said, the angels are helping us along. This man, I called him, and he said, you know what, we'll be happy to go get your group right at Camp Wawona. Bring them at Mariposa Grove, drop them there, offer a shuttle service, like a tram service, straight to the Grizzly Giant. And after that, if you want, after your prayer and worship service and your celebration, if you want, we can actually offer to take your group and bring them for the rest of the afternoon for Yosemite Valley tour, and then bring all of you right back for supper or dinner at Camp Wawona to celebrate Jesus' birthday with a big remembrance supper and a dance party held by Yaya Group. And I was like, my arms were like, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. This is marvelous. It's all falling into place. So
well,
we
that's wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, that's wonderful that it's all falling into place like that.
It is.
So in the last 10 minutes that we have, can you tell me a little bit of some of the activities that we're going to be having there and what people can look forward to in terms of logistics, how easy it is to get there, what the cost is, just some things that people may want to know before they register?
Yes. First of all, we offer a pre-retreat. Gar Jameson wrote to me and said, Diane, I'd love to offer a pre-retreat. So thank you, Gar. Wonderful idea. Again, folding just like a piece of a puzzle. And we all love Gar. We know what great retreats he does. And so people have signed in very quickly. And it's going to be on Monday, August. The pre-retreat
19th.
With Gar will be on Tuesday, the 20th. So people will have to arrive on the 19th on Monday, and on Tuesday morning early, they will have a pre-retreat the whole day, and then we open the official event on Tuesday night for a nice dinner together. And so they can see all that on the website. After we have the pre-retreat with God, we have a meet and greet on Tuesday night. And then Wednesday is Jesus' birthday. So as I said, we will have our breakfast every day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Everyone will belong to a family group, a different family group. People will go for breakfast, look at their name, Andre Rodatis. Oh, today I belong to family number 17. So you go at the table 17 and you start to meet your brothers and sisters from different places, different countries, and these are the members of your family for the day, so that when we do family activities, when we do family celebration, we're all with our family of the day, and the next day we change, and the next day we change. And we did that in the light of getting to know our brothers and sisters. We know our husbands and wives. We know our children. So we'll be with them when we go back home. So for those 3 days, we belong to a very specific family, and that's going to be great. And so on Jesus' birthday, after prayer, after breakfast and then prayer and worship, they come and get us, and we go to Mariposa Grove. They take us to the Grizzly Giant. We have our exceptional, it's going to be, I believe, and I'm not the only one who said that it's going to be a momentous event. I don't want to cry, but it's going to be, to me, very moving to, I don't want to cry, but anyway, to consciously expressing our love to Jesus right there at the spiritual headquarters. I think from above they will like that. And Jesus will see. It will be very moving. And after that, we will go for Yosemite Valley tour for the afternoon. Then we have a beautiful remembrance supper. We have a dance that the Yaya Group is having has prepared for us, you know, with the music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. So that's going to be great. And then on Thursday and Friday, all mornings are for family gatherings. So there's no breakout sessions. It's a family festival. So there's a fantastic, beautiful amphitheater that Camp Wawona has built last year, just recently, right amidst the sequoias and the Yosemite Valley, the rocks and everything. And we're going to be outdoors. We all meet in the morning to have presentations of the latest happenings with the different people, guests that we have that will be explaining their part of the story of how the dissemination of the revelation is being done. And as we do that, that's nice because in that way, nobody's going to miss anything because we all gather there in that amphitheater and with the latest audiovisual technical equipment. So that's going to be great. After that, we have lunch. And in the afternoon, there are a series of choices of family activities to go for. All together, so people, there's going to be art, there's going to be climbing, going to the falls. There's a list. They can see that on the website, Andre. And in the afternoon, even if someone wants to stay quiet and just be two or three people, I've rented the whole place, Camp Wawona, to ourselves. We have 40 acres in the woods, no public, no traffic. For 5 days, Camp Wawona belongs to the United Urantia family, and the staff there is beautiful. They're a Seventh-day Adventist group.
And that's right in Yosemite Park, right?
They're the only place in Yosemite Park that can receive such a big group. We still have a few places left so people can register, they can come. And it's superb, superb place. It's going to be quiet, the birds and the bees and the spirit and the presence of the angels and feeling the presence of the master and uniting, bonding together as a family. And then after that, there's a lot, ample free time to really relax and feed our souls. And then after that, in the evening, after a great dinner, outdoor dinner, and they have a great cafeteria, they're very conscious with the health and food, so great menu. I've looked over the whole menu. This is my field, so I've gone over the whole menu. And after a great meals, we're going to have family celebrations at night. On Friday night, we have a Urantia's Got Talent, just like American Idol show. We have a Urantia's Got Talent. We have Jeffrey Wattles, who's offering a wonderful project for whoever wants to take advantage of the beauties of nature. We have the dance. We're going to have on Thursday night a music jam with contemporary music, rock and roll music, jazz music. So it's going to be a beautiful family, just like when we go to a wedding. You know, we celebrate, we enjoy each other's presence, we love one another, we share, we bond together. So when we go back in each our country, we have the latest news of what's happening around the Urantia community or the Urantia family around the world. And at the same time, we've made new connections, new people, new email addresses. We're going to have Tevo, we have Yaya, we have all kinds of groups coming, and so we invite everyone. It's going to be, it's a one-time event. It's never been done. We don't know if it will ever be done, but to have a large group like that to meet at the spiritual headquarters, everybody's taking it very seriously as a personal pilgrimage and a family pilgrimage.
Well, and what people should also know is that just in terms of the mundane aspects of being in Yosemite Park, I mean, the Yosemite National Park is one of the most beautiful natural areas in the United States of America and in the world. And it is also one of it's usually not that easy to visit because of how crowded it can be with all the visitors on the roads. So the opportunity to actually be in the park, to be in a quiet area in the park without a lot of traffic, without all of that, and to just have the leisure of being in those surroundings is quite a special event. Some of the other areas, I understand, are much more expensive to stay at.
Oh,
and
so much so.
This is
maybe
ideal.
Maybe I should tell the price, Andre. It's
$395. Yeah, I think you should.
It's $395 for the 5 days. It covers everything, lodging, food, 12 meals, I think, even going to the Grizzly Giant. They will give us a boxed lunch, everyone, and they have quality food. It includes sleeping. Nobody sleeps on the ground. Nobody sleeps in tents. They all have buildings. It is not a hotel, so people cannot expect to have a private jacuzzi and private bathroom and all that. It's a family event, beautiful buildings, different setups for sleeping. The meals are included, the conference is included, and whoever wants to take the Yosemite tour, I think it's going to be $20 or $25 for the afternoon. We have a beautiful, beautiful T-shirt that will be for sale at $15 or $20. People will get gifts that are very beautiful. I have them made myself, and they will be memorabilia. They will be souvenirs from the event, and we have beautiful art that will be given to people and great presenters. And it is not a coincidence. To me, it's the hand of God moving along, because when I prayed with all the sincerity of my heart, please tell us where you want the family to meet, I did not know about the Grizzly Giant. I did not know about Yosemite Park. And to have everything fall into place like that, it's beyond a human decision. It's a family gathering. It's a pilgrimage. It's going to be a testimonial of love.
Well, Deanne, we're down to the last 20 seconds. The last thing you want people to know in terms of how to get registered.
Go to visit www.tuff.org and write me if you have any specific questions, or call us. You have phone numbers, and we look forward for a great, 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 unique, momentous family gathering within the Urantia community. And we wish all of the events this summer great success.
Well,
that's what I have to say.
And thank you. We're off the air, and thank you so much for getting that all in. I wanted to make sure to get some of the logistics in there. Because as we started going, I knew that we wouldn't get a chance to get it all in. But marvelous, okay?
It was a great program.
Yes, thank you so much for doing all the legwork to put it together. It turned out to be a wonderful program, so thank you.
Well, Cosmic Citizen is a great vehicle for communicating important information to your listeners, Andre and Paula and Crystalline. Thank you, Crystalline, for this great idea. And another great success with another Cosmic Citizen radio program.
Yes, that was wonderful.
Thank you, Andre. Yes.
Well, thank you,
okay.
Deanne. And so hopefully this goes well, and registrations start pouring in.
Yes, and it's all for the glory of God, for the good of all and the glory of God. This is all for Jesus. We are doing it with Jesus and for Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
It's his birthday.
Yes, it is. Well, I look forward to – I still have my hopes out to try and make it. And
yes.
And,
we look forward to have you with us, Andre.
Yes. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Love you.
Is there anything else you want to put on the archive here that you didn't get to say on the air?
I think it's all been said, really. Oh, maybe one last detail. People who want, they can bring their own linen, because the beds are there, but people are asked to bring their own sheets. And because it's summer, they don't need to bring blankets and the big pajamas, just a very two sheets, very thin sheets, you know. And so people are being asked to bring their linen, and if not, they can buy, it's on the website for a low price, they can buy a sleeping bag with a pillow, and we'll be happy to get it for them. So that was the only thing that wasn't said. The rest has all been covered.
Okay, sounds good.
Sounds good.
All right, well, merci beaucoup.
And long live Cosmic Citizen.
Well, thank you. And
thank you, Andre.
Good luck with all the rest of the programming, and hope to see you soon.
Yes. It's in God's hands. So talk to you soon, Andre.
Okay. Bye-bye,
Thank
Deanne.
You. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so on the archive, let me just say to anybody tuning in on the archive, next week we take up the theme of Summer Study Session 13. We'll be talking with people right there at Summer Study Session. The theme of the Summer Study Session is the will of the Father serving the Supreme. And there'll be a number of people talking on that theme, but we'll also just be tuning in, seeing what people's fellowship experience is like over at the Summer Study Session. We talked with Nick Stefaro talking about that today, and we look forward to speaking with people next week. Thank you for tuning into The Cosmic Citizen. Bye for now. Talk to you next week, and hopefully we'll have Crystal and Beek Larson and Paula Thompson on next week with me. Thank you again for tuning in. Bye for now. God bless.